Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report for July the 28th, a Sunday, first day open practice for the fans. Big crowd today. So today is the Camp Report for July the 28th, 2024. Eventful day, I would say. Tua spoke today at 1 p.m. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, if you want to participate in these Camp Reports, you want to ask questions, and I try to answer every single one that's asked in these chats, you have to become a member of OnlyFans. And to become a member of OnlyFans, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. All right, plenty of questions in the chat, but I'm going to get to, and I understand people were reading this on OnlyFans, so if you're a member of OnlyFans and you're listening to this right now in the chat, and there's a good number of you right now in the chat asking questions, then this might seem redundant because you read all of this today, but you read all of this today because you're members of OnlyFans and you pay your $3 a month and you get to see this. But the general public and our listenership on our 3YPC feed are probably not aware of my notes that I post every single day when fans are in attendance and the reporting restrictions are less. Then I can essentially live post on the Discord. So you get my up-to-date updates on practice. During the week, or when there's a closed practice, you get my notes after practice. All right, let's get going with my notes today. All right, I make a note to speaks today. It's right there on the board, 1 p.m. More on that later. A lot of observations to be made with that availability today. All right, let's get on with the notes here. Big crowd here, I make a note. Calais Campbell fires up the crowd. It was good to see. Tua grabs the mic and just says, "Show me the money." Later on in his presser, he was asked, you know, why did he say that, or, you know, who dared him to say it or whatever. He said essentially somebody told him, "I dare you to just say that." And essentially he said, "Okay, bet, I'll say it." Malik Washington does a backflip. Evidently, we have two wide receivers that can do backflips. Malik Washington's the second. Tyreek is the first. Tyreek Hill was not participating today. Pads come on tomorrow. Makes kind of sense. Makes sense that, you know, give him a rest day today. Tyreek Hill is not injured. He's fine. He did an interview with I believe Sky Sports, and then he was with the NFL Network guys. So, he's all right. David Long Jr., in uniform. He's active today. Did not participate, but he's active, so that is a good sign. Newly acquired Curtis Bolton wears 58. That breaks the streak. Now they have an interior linebacker with number 58. If he makes the team, the streak will continue. Every single season in the team's history has had an interior linebacker with a number in the 50s. If he is cut, then this will be the first season that they have an interior linebacking core completely made up of guys with single-digit numbers or numbers in the 40s or numbers in the 20s for Jordan Brooks. All right. As per usual, Poyer and Ramsey near field warm-up, going over calls with the coaches. That's pretty interesting to see. I'd love to get down there and actually like listen in on what they're talking about because it seems important. Then Javon Holland joins the proceedings. He was very good today. I'll get more on that later. Special teams. Then the near field indie drills, offensive install, far field. Hard to make out, you know, those offensive installs because they go so slowly. But you can kind of see, you know, what the route combinations are going to be. I can't talk on those. You have to basically see them for yourself. NFL restrictions on reporting. Secondary install, another very interesting look that I can't comment on, but it was extensive. Coverage communication being worked on the near field. Chubb and Good involved, but no physical stuff. No Jalen Phillips so far. He showed up a little bit later. He was getting some work in, I guess, inside. He was all right. He was also pumping up the crowd a little bit. Grayson Murphy can pop the sled. Looks pretty good in warm-ups. Unit drills. Tua signed his contract today, we are made aware of, that he actually signed on the dotted line this morning. Anthony Walker wearing bright lime green gloves. It's distracting, but aesthetically pleasing. Another aesthetically pleasing thing, Malik Washington, bright orange cleats. And they're not even the normal orange that we see, you know, Waddle wear on occasion or Savon Ahmed. These things were like neon orange. But again, you know, good aesthetics, you know. You know, look good, play good, get paid good. That's the motto. And sometimes, let's face it, looking good is kind of important, especially in football. You know, you want to football and baseball, basketball. Nobody really cares. They wear those ugly ass sleeves under their jerseys, or it just doesn't look good. You know, but football and baseball, yeah, man, you got to have some drip going. This team doesn't lack drip. All right, 1v1 goal line. Okay, I don't like these 1v1. It's a turkey shoot. If your quarterback is halfway decent, you should just smoke the defense over and over again. Yet when your defense gets a win on these, you know, celebrate. So, yeah, you know, as expected. Tua to Berrios, back shoulder TD on Kader Kohu. Tua fade to Craycraft on Bonner, touchdown. Tua to Waddle, corner route on Ramsey, touchdown. You're getting the drift. Matrix. Good-looking PBU on a Tua to Berrios slant. Berrios couldn't get separation on there. All the QBs delivering on this 1v1 goal line I write. Bonner, nice PBU on a Skyler to Malik fade. They're also running, they ran some fades. Okay, so I understand where everybody's, oh my God, goal line fades. Well, what else are you going to throw when it's 1v1 on the goal line, right? It's either a slant, hitch, or fade, right? They did run some corner post routes, which are, and a couple of jerk routes, which are completely unfair. You know what I mean? Why would you run a jerk route one-on-one, you know? Unless you just want to get an easy win. Waddle beats Ramsey again, I write. Waddle beats Ramsey 2-1 overall. Ramsey did get a PBU to start practice, 1v1 against Waddle. But I'm going to go ahead and give the win to Waddle on this day. Then I make a note, Tyreek is not practicing. Goal line pass install for the far field. Hard to make out again. You know what I'm going to do on Monday? They're having pads on and they're allowing us to walk the field. I'm going to go see some one-on-one offensive line, defensive line stuff if I can tomorrow. All right. Let me get back into my notes. All right. Where am I leaving off here? The usual. And then here we goes. Let me see where it is. Deep ball to, this is where it starts. 11 on 11, deep ball to Waddle, broken up by Elijah Campbell. Very nice play. Ball was on time. It was just a great play by Elijah Campbell. Waddle ran across the field on, like, a post corner. And you know, Campbell being the deepest man, that's how you play that ball. He was back there, made a play on it. I made a note. Nice play, good throw. Really, nobody's to blame except just a really good play by Elijah Campbell. And that very next play, to a deep ball to Achan, flat out dropped it. That thing hit him in his hands. That would have gone for a touchdown. Good coverage, by the way. I believe Ethan Bonner picked him up on a switch and ran with him, but he wasn't beat bad. He was on his hip pocket, but the ball was delivered on time. Achan just dropped it. Inside run for Mostert, and that pops. Toss right to Achan. Gains a couple. White in. Inside slip run. Jalen Wright pops it for a big one. He had a very good day today, by the way, Jalen Wright. So, Jeff Wilson had the orange today. Let me make sure to make mention of that. And he looks sleeker, looks thinner, quicker. But Jalen Wright had a good day. You know, he finally had a good day in this camp. He was struggling with the playbook early on. You could tell that he was struggling with timing his motions, and they were working with him. Today he was pretty sharp. Today he was sharp, and, you know, he didn't screw up any of his motions. He was timing them correctly, and he had a good day. So, you know, make a note of that. Today was a very, very rough day to pick out a practice player of the day. Let me just say that. Rough day. I got like four guys, and to be honest with you, I spoke to Kyle Krabs to debate it. Like, hey man, who would I give this to? Because I made a note of about four guys today that played very, very well, you know. And then, you know, I did some soul searching. I looked at my notes again, and I came up with the guy. The four finalists, by the way, are going to be Jalen Waddle, Quentin Bell, Javon Holland, and Jalen Wright. You just heard that correctly, Jalen Wright. All right, two escapes up into the pocket, hits Waddle on the crosser, touchdown. Very nice. That was from the 12-yard line in. Skylar Thompson in. Jonnu takes a handoff. That's happened twice already, by the way. And he gets down to the 3-yard line on an outside run. Very next play, Duke Riley, tackle for loss on Jeff Wilson. And then I make a note, they're tagging up, but there is physicality here. So there was some physical play on the lines, especially. Skylar throws the screen backwards low, dropped, so that's called a fumble. The play is blown dead, but if it were live, that's a fumble. By the way, you can put your questions in the chat. I will get to all of them. I'm not going to take anybody live. We don't do that in the camp reports because then, you know, I can't get to everybody's questions, okay? So I'm not going to take anybody live for any of these camp reports. I just answer all your questions, so you just put them in the chat, and I'll get to every single one of them. All right, the usual late-arriving Lamb and Tyreek have not arrived. I was wrong about that. Kendall Lamb was just working off to the side, and then he joined the drills, as he always does. And he was active today. He was playing. He just had a smaller snap load, nothing amiss. He spoke to the media afterwards, and he was his usual gregarious self. He's a very smart guy. Kendall Lamb's such a good talker. Like, if there's ever a guy that's probably going to be a coach somewhere after this, it's probably him. Just a lighter rep load for Kendall Lamb. Remember, pads come on tomorrow. And he did promise us that tomorrow you're going to see some guys with their hands on their knees, but it won't be him because he's in excellent condition. And he prides himself on being in excellent physical condition. Malik, with the aesthetically pleasing bright orange cleats, I write again. It's just so noticeable. Returning punts, by the way. All right, 11-on-11 rejoined. Skylar Thompson in. Toss left. Chop overruns it. And Savon Ahmed gets the edge, runs around him. Chop is really quick up the field, by the way. Very next play, screen pass. Chop up the field again. And the screen pass is blown up. From the 26-yard line, from your own 26, respot at the 28 for Tua. Tua comes in. Tua checks down the Ingold, short gain. Outside run to the left by Raheem Mostert, short gain. And then the very next play, Quentin Bell. Sack on Tua. So there's one of those finalists. All right. Remember, the finalists again. You know, and I give it some thought. I give it some thought. And to be honest with you, I'm just giving out this practice player of the day. You know, it's basically a flip of the coin. Could have been any of those four guys. Slant to Waddle, Ramsey, PBU. And then I write in quotation marks with an exclamation point and a question mark, PI? Some of the beat writers were debating, you know what, that's PI. I think that's pass interference. Man, he was on Waddle quick and kind of grabby. You know what? Throw the flag. Let's go defensive holding 5 yards, first down. Dolphins. All right, Mike White in. Burton bobbles a deep dig. That's Jaquan Burton, kid from FAU. Pops it up and intercepted by Isaiah Mack. That's a defensive tackle. Now, this pass was thrown about 16, 18 yards down the field. And it was bobbled up and popped up. And then a defensive tackle gets it. You know how that happens? Good hustle. That means Isaiah Mack started his pass rush, then retraced back toward the play to make the play. That's why you hustle. Great play by Isaiah Mack. You love to see stuff like that. Jeff Wilson, run left, short gain. Now they're spotted at the 12 going in. Another no-look pass by Tua to Achan, minimal gain. Let's call it 3 yards, although it's, you know, it's difficult to, since they're not tackling to the ground, you don't know if he breaks a tackle or two. You just, somebody gets really, really close, you just call it right there. Calais Campbell, tackle for loss on Mostert. Defense having a decent day on 11-on-11.
Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Short screen to Achan, and that one pops. Touchdown for 12 yards. Skylar Thompson in. Inside run, Wilson gets half of it. So, looking quick, gets about six yards. Jalen Wright pops a draw. Touchdown, I write in with a question mark. I think he would have been contacted somewhere on the one with a head of steam. He was probably going to, you know, plow into the end zone. That was going to be a touchdown. Cam Smith walks with a trainer to the locker room. Not a good sign. Do we know what it is? Nobody does. But Omar Kelly said that he noticed a slight limp. I didn't notice that, but, you know, he was walking with a trainer back into the locker room, so that matters. White touchdown to Forston on a bow route. Good-looking play, by the way. And then I write, winding down here. Respot at the 6, Tua in. Check down to Achan, nothing. David Long in uniform, but did not participate. Tua fade, complete to Connor. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, incomplete. Duke Riley in coverage. And then I write, practice is over. By the way, Kendall Lamb afterwards gave a pretty good scouting report on Chop Robinson. Said, commented on him by saying he's a compact rusher. He gets on you fast, and that's how he wins. When his video drops on their feed on YouTube, you got to check that out. He was really, really, really forthcoming today on a bunch of different subjects. He held court for like 15 minutes. I didn't catch all of it. I just caught toward the end of it, and the end was pretty good. All right, the two oppressor comes up, and the whole brain trust and the family is out there. His wife and his two kids, Ace and Maisie. Very, very wholesome stuff, okay? You have Coach Bevel, Coach Smith, Brandon Shore, Chris Greer, and Mike McDaniel sitting to the side. Two is up on the podium. Ace is running around. And Coach Bev is carrying baby Maisie, which is as wholesome as you can get, okay? So as Ace is raising hell, I do notice one thing. You know, Tua looks robust, barrel-chested. He looks great. Physically, all this skinny Tua nonsense is just that. It's nonsense. He looks absolutely spectacular. He hasn't looked this good since he's been here. Last year, he was thick, strong. This year, it's like a mix of both. You know, he has that big lower half, you know, and all these people that consider him. Like, look, I remember, I think it was like a year ago, where Mike Florio kept going on television, okay, or on YouTube, and he actually went on television one time, too, and said, you know, Tua has to be about 190 pounds. Yeah, if you don't count one of his legs. You know, he's always been a thick guy, you know, and I like the way he looks. I like the way he looks. He looks healthy. He looks robust. You know, he looks ready to play, and I liked everything about that presser today. Confidence is high. And like I said, I like the way he looks. I like the way he looks physically. That is different. He looks different. You know, he wants to get a little sleeker. I think he got a little sleeker, a little stronger to be able to escape the pocket and run with the football on occasions. Okay, the moment of truth. Who was the practice player of the day? Man, it's really a flip of the coin. A bit tortured here, but Kyle Krabs did tell me something about, and then I went back into my memory bank, you know, because I really wanted to give it to Jalen Waddle for his wins against Jalen Ramsey. But, you know, two wins in one-on-ones, like, who cares? You know, if I don't care about one-on-ones, why should I use that to give him the practice player of the day. So that disqualifies Jalen Waddle. Quentin Bell got a sack, got another pressure, but he got those on Keon Smith. And yes, he got him against Tua, but still, pass. How about that? And then I was thinking Jalen Wright, but you know he's not doing it with ones, so maybe disqualify him. So I decided on Javon Holland. He was quarterbacking the defense, doing a very, very nice job. As Jordan Poirier didn't practice, he had expanded duty. Javon Holland was holding it down and keeping deep balls from getting caught, even though the offense was starting it, was pushing the issue. He was really good in coverage, and he was pretty much everywhere to be found on 11-on-11s. So I decided with Javon Holland here as my practice player of the day. All right, let me get to the questions. How has Pat Paul, good, you know, I like the abbreviation on Patrick, so, you know, that might be a thing now. How has Pat Paul looked overall besides being a mammoth of a human, getting better? I know that Travis Wingfield is pretty high. He's pretty high on him. But, man, he's getting better. He had his bad moments, the first practice. Pads come on tomorrow. I am extremely interested to see what Patrick Paul looks like in pads going against other guys trying to beat him with pads. I thought, you know, he's getting better. His technique's looking, he's looking, it's, I don't know what's the word to use. Fluid? Guys that big usually lumber. And he lumbers in his college tape from time to time. Now, I haven't seen him get down the field much on runs, but in pass pro, you know, he doesn't look out of place. He looks like he knows what he's doing. Tomorrow we begin to learn a lot. And I tend to not care too much when guys are in their underwear, you know, pass pro and, you know, pass blocking and rushing the passer. You know, I kind of like to see linebackers and cornerbacks because, you know, and the secondary work because, let's face it, they're going against other guys that are really, really fast, that know what they're, you know, where they're going while you don't. And they're also in their underwear, so they're just as fast as you are. But, you know, I tend to ignore what happens with the offensive line while they're in their underwear. But Patrick Paul? Yeah, arrow up. But, you know, we don't know anything. We will begin to know stuff beginning tomorrow when the pads come on. Next question. Thoughts on Jalen Wright's role as his rookie year develops? Well, I think his role would be pretty simple. He's RB3 or RB4. You know, maybe he moves up on that list. I'm interested to see how he performs in the preseason. I think he'll get a lot of carries in the preseason. I made a prediction very early on. Look, you want to preserve these guys, right? You don't want to give Devon Achane a big giant load in, a big number of snaps in the preseason. You don't want to do that. You don't want to give. I don't think you even want to hand the ball off to Raheem Mostert all preseason. Why would you do that? So, yeah, Jeff Wilson, Savon Ahmed, Jalen Wright, those guys are going to play. I made the prediction. I think Jalen Wright runs for, in the preseason, over 200 yards. So that's three games, 200 yards. That's a pretty good preseason. I think it's a safe bet. If you could get a line on it, take it. I think Jalen Wright runs for 200 yards in the preseason. All right. Are you concerned about the snapping and or some of the botched handoffs? No, not at all. This is when you're supposed to botch handoffs or blow snaps. You start worrying about it when the preseason games roll around and when the joint practices roll around, because by then they should have had enough practice. Or is that just acclimating to new partnerships? Exactly. How is the O-line looking today? I don't want to make judgments until the pads come on, really, on the offensive line. We're going to make Janu our Debo? Well, he's carried the ball twice in the first week of practice, so I don't know. But it is interesting. It's really fun to see this offense, man. They're handing the ball off to the tight end now. That's pretty cool. Next question. How pretty was the pass to Waddle the Dolphins put out in person? That thing was a dime-a-rooney, okay? That thing was beautiful. There was also, my God, man, there was a corner route to Craycraft. Not to, actually to Connor from Tua. That thing was a dime of dimes. But the pass to Waddle, that thing was good, man. That thing looked good. Yeah, Tua was sharp. You know, he just didn't eviscerate the defense like he did the day that he knew something was coming down, you know, which was on Friday. Any signs showing that Achan will have a more receiving role? Obviously. You got to have a bigger receiving role to drop bombs from Tua. And, man, that was a good pass as well. On the money. And Achan dropped it, you know. You know, I'm pretty sure he's going to hate himself for that one because that one would have made it onto the feed had he caught it. That thing hit him right in the hands. You know, not an easy catch, by the way. It's over the shoulder, like basket catch. Like, that's not easy. But he dropped it. Next question. Lots of talk on the fake handoff today. Are you able to share any insights on the play? No, I can't. And how the fake may have been different. Man, I don't even want to say it because it's probably against the reporting restrictions. But you have an idea. You know, you'll get an idea. You'll get an idea when you see it in the preseason, because that's obviously something that they've shown several times. But I can't explain what exactly they're doing. Do you know if Cam's apparent injury was non-contact? No, nobody knows. He was in a drill, and then he was not. And then he was walking to the locker room. I will say this. Coaches won't say it. I'll say it. You don't want to watch your guys walking to the locker room 2 years in a row. And he's done that now 2 years in a row. Okay? You know? In other words, don't get injured. And I know that that's something, you know, it's easy to say. And, yeah, it's easy for me to say and easy for me to expect guys to not get injured. But you got an opportunity here, man, to make a real impact and carve out a role for yourself. You know, you're feeling a little tweak or whatever. Don't be so cautious, you know. Go get your reps. We shall see what it is tomorrow, you know. But it does wear on coaches' minds when a guy keeps walking out of practice. And I know I just said that as if he's doing it every single practice. Well, two for two. He's 2 years in camp, and 2 years in camp, the first week of practice, he walks out. The last time, which was last year, when he walked out of practice, he was out for basically 2 weeks. We shall see what this means. We will learn more tomorrow. All right. Any initial observations on the D-line without Wilkins? Looks good to me. All these defensive tackles, man. Yeah, this is a good group. This is really a good group. I really do believe that. And who knows? Maybe one of these guys is going to emerge, you know, out of nowhere. All right, we're finishing up here. A couple more. Do you think Sealer will now be the defensive tackle to catch most of the double teams? And do you anticipate this is going to negatively affect his play? No. And I say that with full confidence from a study that I conducted and I posted on the 3 Yards Per Carry Twitter account. Zach Sealer was run at, and I made sure to only put even fronts, meaning these are plays where Zach Sealer is lined up directly over the guard or the tackle, okay? I make sure to toss every single play where Christian Wilkins or Raekwon Davis was a factor or was double-teamed. So I try to erase both of those guys from the equation. Zach Sealer last year allowed, essentially, on him, 51 yards rushing on 28 carries. And the two largest runs were 4 yards each. Zach Sealer can handle it. He's going to be a good player. He is a good player. Vastly underpaid. All right, last question. Hey, Alf, where was Tua's train of thought going when he stopped and gathered himself when going down memory lane? I don't know. I think he was just thinking about, you know, where he was, where he's been, and where he's going. Because now the expectations is when they really start, right? You know, now is when, you know, all of that's already put to bed. You proved you can play. You got paid. You're a good player. You know, you're a star for all intents and purposes. And he kind of mentioned it when he went on after when he was gathering himself. And he said, now I'm the highest paid employee in this organization. So much is expected of me. And it is. Much is expected of him. All right, we're going to call it right here. If you want to participate in any of these camp reports that we do every single day, you got to become a member of OnlyFans. And to become a member of OnlyFans, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and become a member there for $3 a month. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Pads, come on.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.